Morning. My name is Chaz, and along with Spencer, we work for a program here on campus called Ready for Life. And Ready for Life is a program that allows college-age people with disabilities to experience a college-like environment, which is really important for them and for us to have a college-like experience because it's what helps funnel us towards life. It helps us as a transition to move forward and do something. So that is Ready for Life, and I'm going to introduce to you our students. So this is Sarah, and Sarah is a senior this year. Sarah is going to tell us something she likes.
I like to read.
Awesome. Margot is a junior.
I like to come to chapel.
Chris is a senior.
See Paul Bozma.
He likes to see Paul Bozma. Logan is a sophomore.
I like to play sports.
Yes.
Kurt is also a sophomore.
I like to watch TV.
Laurel is a freshman this year.
I like seeing my friends.
Rhee is also a freshman.
I like to shop.
And Adam is a senior.
I like to play sports.
And Nate is also a senior this year.
I like to swim.
As Margot shared with us before, there was a verse within the verse that said, let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. And just like you, we all have a story to tell. And after working with these students for the past little while, I've been able to learn their story. Unfortunately, we don't have days to hear each one of them. They each have a unique story, but they are going to give you a little snapshot of their lives. And if something strikes a chord with you from what they say, feel free, if you see them on campus, to say, hey, tell me a little bit more about what you said. So we're going to start here with Sarah. Sarah, where have you seen God working through your life at Hope College or in Ready for Life?
I see God working through my life through the spiritual gifts that he gave me.
What would one example be of the spiritual gift?
My gift of smiling and joy.
I would agree.
Yes, of course.
Kurt, where have you seen God working through your life at Hope College?
Probably my parents.
How so with your parents?
Because they work hard, and sometimes my dad got laid off. It was hard, but he got through that, so.
So God put the right people in your life to get through that. Awesome, thanks, Kurt. Margot, where have you seen God working through your life at Hope College?
I see God working through my life through my friends here at Hope. Through difficult times, and when I need prayer, they're always there for me.
Thank you, Mark. Chris Dornbos, where have you seen God working through your life?
I've seen God in my life is my dad at a bike accident.
So your dad got in a bike accident, you said. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
He was riding his bike way home.
And he got hit by a car.
Yes.
So through that process, through the hospital and him coming home and that healing process, God sort of gave you a sense of peace.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you. Laurel.
Yes.
Where have you seen God working through your life?
I see God working in my life through college. College is not super easy. It's a lot of hard work, and I made a lot of wonderful friends at Hope, and I cared for them, and I loved them a lot. And if I didn't have them in my life, I don't know where I would be without them.
Awesome. Thanks, Laura. Logan, where have you seen God working in your life?
I see God working through my life, the gift he gave me for being kind and nice, and the difficult times with my sister being sick, and hopefully he can make her feel better.
Thank you. Ree, where have you seen God working in your life?
I've seen God working in my life in friends and family who care and comfort me.
Awesome, thanks, Ree. All right, it's not easy being up here in front of thousands of people. So some of our students felt more comfortable just writing a paragraph explaining how they've seen God in their life. So I'll read through those a minute. Adam Winstrom, Adam, raise your hand. Adam said, God has showed me love. My mom loved a lot while she was still alive. My dad still loves me and still takes care of me and helps me when I need it. I have been shown love by RFL students, my guinea pig Mo, and my friends. I am thankful to God for the memories of my mom. Thank you, Adam. Julie Roach, who was helping us sign up here, said, when I go to chapel, I hear Paul talk about how God will change my life. When I first came to Hope, I felt alone and scared. People became my friends and helped me fit in. God put these people in my life, and I am sad to leave Hope College and ready for life. This place is like my family. Nice, Julie. And my buddy Nate at the end said, I used to go to RFL at Kelvin until this year. It was a hard switch between schools, and it was hard to say goodbye and to move to a new place where I didn't know anyone. God placed nice people in my life who made me feel welcome and loved.
So, Ready for Life has been a part of my life for the last 3 years, and I've learned probably about as much that as I've taught these students. And in 2 weeks, I am graduating, and a lot of us out here are graduating, and I'm a little excited. Is anyone else excited about that? Yes. So when we graduate, we're going to lose some mentors. So if you're going to be on campus next year and you are interested in helping out with Ready for Life in some way, we have academic mentors and social mentors during school, after school. If you are interested in that, if you're feeling called to that today, feel free to come up after chapel and find Spencer or I, and we can point you in the right direction and help you find the right people. Also, feel free to just come down to Anderson Workman in the basement, find us, stop in, say hi. That would be awesome. So we've got some graduating seniors at Hope, and Ready for Life has some graduating seniors too. We have Sarah Thompson graduating. We've got Chris Dornbus. Adam Winstrom. And Nate Madden. So we are going to have Chris close us in prayer.
Dear God, thank you for this day. Please help the people who got hurt in Boston. Fun.
Amen.
And then go.
Go peace.